Well, it's that time in the show where we're talking grain markets with our Extension Grain Marketing Specialist, Kim Anderson. So, Kim, what's going on?
Well, if you look at the grains, wheat prices continue to go down. Corn prices probably moving sideways. Soybeans, just a slight uptrend there. You look at new crop wheat prices, $5.50. That's a dollar lower than they were about 6 weeks ago. You got corn forward contract price for harvest delivery at $4.70. That's just level about the same as it was in late March, early April. And then you got soybeans at $12. That's only about 6 cents above what it was a couple weeks ago. So sideways movement for the two majors, corn and soybeans, and down for the wheat.
So why is it down for the wheat?
Well, if you look at what's going on in the wheat, I think the market's looking at wheat condition. The condition for all U.S. winter wheat is 53% good to excellent. But if you look fair to excellent, that's midpoint up, that's 82%. You can compare that to fair to excellent for all the winter wheat to 84% last year. If you look at that good to excellent, it's 53 now. It was 46, it's 62% last year. So good conditions on that. If you look at Oklahoma, 93% of our wheat is fair to excellent compared to 88% in November. And 70% of our wheat is good to excellent compared to 52% last November.
So, I mean, there's some good news in there. You know, with the prices, though, it was kind of like, not so good. But is there any other good news going on?
Well, if you look at what's going on, you've got tight corn and soybean prices. You've got to get a good crop out, we got to have timely rain. So we've got wheat out there. And it's my experience, I need bushels to sell. The one thing I don't want is a relatively good wheat price, and $5.50 is still a relatively good price, but have $5.50 or $6 wheat and not have any wheat to sell. So I think it's good that our crop's looking well, and hopefully we can just get those timely rains to get it in the bin and have it to sell.
Yeah, so hopefully we do get those timely rains, because you know we're about a month and a half out from when combines are going to be rolling out in the field. So what do you expect for harvest price?
Well, I think the best price to predict is the forward contract prices right now. You've got $5.50 for wheat. I put a range of about plus or minus 75 cents around that. If you look at the average June price, last year is $4.26. The average July was $4.21. The average August was $4.20. Now, when you got out to September, it's back up to $5.50, and it was almost $6 in January. I think that's the best bet for wheat prices.
So last week we had Josh Lofton on, and he was talking about summer crops and kind of what he expected for planted acres. He expected some sorghum, maybe corn if the weather's right. So what do you think summer crop producers should be planting in regards to price?
Well, it depends on what they feel comfortable with. You look at those forward contract prices. Remember, corn's $4.70, sorghum's $5.65. Oh boy, that's really a good sorghum price relative to corn prices. However, you got to look at your equipment and your managerial ability and see which one of those you can produce. Also, soybeans are $12. Soybeans of all of these has probably got the tightest supplies, with sorghum also relatively tight. Corn prices are moderately tight, but if anything's going to hold the price, it would be soybeans. They're all good. So it's what you feel most comfortable with producing.
And it's also the weather.
And the weather. You got to look at what's going on with the weather. You know, right now the Weather Bureau is predicting above average temperature and below average precipitation for the next 90 days. And that concerns me on one, getting our wheat out, and two, getting these summer crops in.
So just hopefully get some rain.
Well, you got it.
All right, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.